All right, Alex Ray, Daytona. This is the pre-race Pulpcast. We're going to do a post-race.
Okay.
We're going to do a pre-race, though. First of all, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, got some good training in this week with my trainer. And, yeah, I didn't get much riding done. But,
why?
Well, just some bike issues, you know, like stuff, you know, out of my control, which is no big deal. The team's taking care of it. So, I mean.
When you say didn't get much bike time in, do you mean zero?
No, I rode for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
This
all right.
week. Yeah. So pretty much zero, yeah.
Pretty much zero. This place, Daytona, what do you think about racing here? What do you like it? It's so different.
It is different. I actually do like it. I've never really had much luck here, but hoping to turn that around, you know, because, yeah, I mean, the track looks good. More supercrossy this year. Like, a lot more supercrossy.
Uh-huh.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, hoping to turn that around.
Does it feel unique racing here? Does it feel special? Does it feel...
Yeah, like, there's nothing like
it. Do you appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, you know, I do appreciate it because it's such an, like, you know, it's a weird venue, but it's, like, so awesome, you know, just with all the bikes here. It's bike week. You know, I feel like it's a privilege to, you know, get to race here.
Do you know the history of this race?
Yes and no. I mean, I know we've been coming here for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've watched tapes here,
yep.
you know, like
yep.
Travis doing a backflip, you know, like Jeremy racing here.
Okay.
Freaking
so you kind of know
Bailey,
the history of it.
Well, yeah.
It used to be in the middle of the day. It used to be 30-man main events.
Yes.
And it used to be 35 minutes. It
just
was gnarly.
Gnarly.
That's how it used to be. Track changes during the night. I always find that the guys that do really well here are able to, like, almost adapt to the braking bumps and the ruts and everything and, like, change their lines during the main event or, like, make little doubles out of the bumps or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. And, you know, it also forms a lot of inside lines, a lot of, like, inside lines, singles, you know, just changing the, you know, the track changes so much, you know, because we deal with the sand, you know,
yeah.
and the whoops, they get sketchy, you know, because they're made out of, everything's pretty much made out of sand.
Right.
So, you got to stay on your toes here for sure.
Do you notice, what's tougher, an outdoor national or this place? Because I've talked to both people. I've talked to guys that say this one's gnarlier.
Yeah.
Because you cannot let your guard down.
There's no resting.
Right.
You know, you throw in, like, ruts, braking bumps, and then just a supercross triple or whoops,
yeah,
you
right.
know, or this gnarly freaking 3-4-4-4-4-4-6, 8, whatever.
This was your impress day yesterday.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And you're doing it or no?
You know me. I'm going to try it, at least. You know, it might not go well, but
right,
I'm going to try it.
Right, right. What are your memories? What's your first memories of this place?
First memories of this place?
Yeah.
Looping out over a step-on, step-off.
Really?
Yeah.
This is JT gear?
No, this is Fly gear, actually.
Before the JT gear.
Yeah, okay, 2011, 314, my first year.
Jericho?
No.
No, not even Jericho.
My dad.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
first
what happened?
First year of Supercross racing, I was like... I don't even know if I was like 16. Yeah, I was 16, 17. And, yeah, I just could not handle it. I shouldn't have been on a 450. I mean, I was fat, but, like, 450 Supercross track, me being that young, was just dangerous.
All right.
So
you didn't make the night show?
No, I made the night show. This was
okay.
in the night
All right.
show.
Okay.
It was in, like,
hold the mic there. So
this was like in the LCQ. Like,
yep.
I came into a rut and, like,
okay.
got off centered and just whiskeyed and just wide open. Whoa.
On and then.
Yeah.
Looped out?
Yeah, on and then just looped out. Just whoa. And then, like, the whole crowd was like, whoa. And me, I was like, holy shit. Like, they're, like, reacting to me, and I just threw my hands up. I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. I was retarded, but.
We talked yesterday during dinner that you didn't always make night shows. Was here one of them, or?
No. I've always made the night show here.
Here, you
always made the night show
here, because you're such an outdoor guy.
No, I don't know why. I just,
right.
I guess, with the sand and everything,
yeah.
and just, you know, I could just. Grip the throttle and just
right.
break the throttle tube off. You know, I don't know. I guess it just worked here
right.
in some spots,
right.
some areas.
Right.
So, yeah, always made the night show here. There was definitely a few races.
What was your first year here? Do you remember?
2011.
Oh, 2011. Okay, so is that – who's winning that, RV? I think that's an RV year.
Yeah.
Did you ever do anything else in Daytona? Have you done Razzles?
Yes, I have done Razzles. Yeah.
Everyone's done Razzles.
Everyone's right. got some memories there.
Right.
For sure, but I will not be hitting it this year.
I'm not saying you are. Easy. But
yeah.
I'm just back. So you had some drunken nights at Razzles back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Did you ever
probably some, like, underage drunken
Yeah.
drunken
did you ever go to the beach, Daytona Beach? and drive the car down the beach or anything?
No, just Razzles. Oh, okay. Just Razzles.
Just Razzles.
That was the only thing.
Never made it
screw
to
the beach.
Right.
Just,
right.
Just Razzles.
That is the Daytona history. So, okay, yeah. So for tonight, you're coming off 17th in Detroit.
No.
Atlanta?
19th
in Atlanta?
I had a crash. I was running like, yeah, we have paparazzi here.
Paparazzi.
You know,
yep.
Pops, you know.
How are we, what are we thinking about? What are we...
Just improving.
Okay.
You know, like just putting the pieces together, just plugging off laps.
What would you be happy with?
Me happy with 15 right now.
15 and better.
Right
okay.
Now. 15 or better right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, I've been 16, 17, 18.
Yep.
Freaking. It's just.
What if you're 16th, but you beat Chiz?
That's a win. That's a win.
Okay.
That might be Razzles worthy actually.
16th, beat Chiz. Go to Razzles.
But no, that's not. I mean, beating Chiz, you know, it's. I mean, he's a great rider and all, you know. But me, I mean, I just need to be consistent, you know, stay focused in the main event, and just plug off laps, you know. I mean,
right.
Hey, I mean, I'm there. I'm a guy, so I need to just put my head down and charge. I guess,
I'm there. I'm a guy.
Yeah, I'm a freaking. I'm a top 20 guy. You know.
Okay.
I'm one of the guys.
You are. I agree. All right. Well, so this is the pre-race podcast.
Yeah.
Let's line it up after and see how you did after the night.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You got me nervous with the way you're looking right now.
No, we're gonna talk about your goals and if you've met them and if you exceeded them and
I'm blaming
else.
You for the dinner last night if I don't Google it. All right.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks, Eric.